This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility Thursday for two suicide bombings that killed 84 people in Iran who'd gathered for a memorial at the grave of Revolutionary Guards General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed 4 years ago by a U.S. drone strike. In a statement on social media, Islamic State said two martyr brothers headed to the gravesite of Soleimani in the southern city of Kerman Wednesday and, quote, detonated their explosives amidst the crowds, unquote. The Sunni Islamic State group said the attack was, quote, by the grace of Allah, unquote, and part of its kill them wherever you find them campaign, targeting its enemies and others it considers infidels, including Shia Muslims in Iran. Soleimani, who headed the Quds Force, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's foreign operations arm, was a staunch enemy of IS, a Sunni extremist group that has carried out previous attacks in a majority Shiite Iran. IS last carried out an attack in Iran in October 2022, killing 15 people at a religious shrine. U.S. State Department spokesman Thursday confirmed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will depart later Thursday for another trip to the Mideast as the Israeli-Hamas conflict in Gaza nears its three-month mark. Speaking to reporters in Washington, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller ran through Blinken's itinerary.
Secretary Blinken will depart for his fourth trip to the Middle East since the terrorist attacks of October 7th, as well as to stops in Europe. Over the course of the next week, the Secretary will visit Turkey, Greece, Jordan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Israel, the West Bank, and Egypt for meetings with foreign counterparts and others. The Secretary will focus on a number of critical issues on this trip. First, he will discuss immediate measures to increase substantially humanitarian assistance to Gaza.
Miller said Blinken will also discuss with the Israeli government its ongoing military campaign against Hamas and steps it can take to better protect civilians.